Well, the homeless in New York City will soon be the first in this country to try something pioneered in Nottingham, England. Starting next month, they'll have access to vending machines stocked with basics like food and water, soap, shampoo, towels, socks, all free. It's the brainchild of Huzaifa Khalid, who joins us from the BBC studios in Nottingham. Huzaifa, how did you come up with this?
Robin, I was studying for my PhD in law at the University of Cambridge, but at the time I was actually living in Nottingham, which is some 100 miles away. So my commute resulted in me spending a lot of time on trains and at train stations, and the latter tends to be magnets for the homeless in the UK. So I subsequently came into contact with lots of them, and I developed friendships with many over the passage of time. And it led to me developing an acute understanding of their needs. And I learned over time that even access to basic necessities like food and water were sporadic and oftentimes cumbersome. And that's because many shelters for the homeless have fairly disparate opening hours. And I realised that there had to be a more effective way of at least ensuring that the bare necessities are always available.
Okay, I want to stop you there. Is this something you've always done? A lot of people, they feel so helpless around the homeless that they become part of the fixtures of their everyday life. You're telling us you stopped and spoke with them. Is that something you've always done?
I think it is, Robin, and that's actually a really, really good point, because I think homelessness is now so deeply entrenched in our society that it's acceptable for many of us to just walk past a man or woman on the street without even a second glance.
Also, in spending the time, you were doing research, it sounds like, and maybe fomenting this idea of a vending machine. Where'd that come from?
It was actually initially going to be a refrigerator, but I realised after discussing this with many partners and organisations that a fridge is not ideal because there's no barrier to access. So you could access it, I could access it. But with the vending machine, you can actually very, very closely stipulate who has access to the goods within. And over the last 16, 17 months, the idea has mutated from a fridge into a model that's really working tremendously well.
Because you came across a company, what's the company that's working with you?
It's an Italian company called N&W Global, and I believe, if memory serves, they're Europe's biggest manufacturers, and they gave us a £10,000 machine for free, and in the last fortnight, we've had another 100 donated as well.
Okay, so people now might be saying, all right, well, obviously the homeless don't use the vending machines the way the non-homeless would, you know, by putting money in, they don't have money.
Sure.
So first tell us, how does it work?
So we'll install vending machines, and they're only accessible with the use of electronic key cards. So they're about debit or credit card size cards, and they permit each person to vend up to 3 items per day. And these cards are only exclusively vended via our partner organisations. And these organisations tend to be day shelters or outreach centres or another form of outreach service.
And this is where you might curb what someone might see as a problem. Okay, so you have this card that's given to you by a homeless shelter or something, so that when the shelter's closed, you go to the vending area and you get some things. What's to stop somebody from wiping the machine out?
We've done that primarily by limiting only 3 items to be vended per day. And actual continued use of that card is predicated on the user attending a local service every single week. So if a person doesn't appear for, say, 3 successive weeks, we can suspend that card. We don't really want the homeless men and women to be dependent on our service. Mm. We want to actually encourage and funnel attention to local services, because that is really the only way for homelessness to be curbed altogether, through sustained and continuous contact with shelters that have the capacity to actually deal with the root causes.
So this is new. It's only been going on for about a month in Nottingham. How's it working?
The early data and feedback has been very, very promising. In fact, it's far surpassed even our own expectations. It's offering them a little more dignity. It's giving them a little more agency over their own lives. And it's really heartwarming to see our service being used exactly as designed.
Well, and you've formed the nonprofit Action Hunger. You've partnered with, different companies, food rescue nonprofits. You're in talks with Tyson Foods. What is it that the homeless population in Nottingham seems to want the most from the machine?
So at the moment, the machines dispense water and fresh fruit, energy bars, crisps, chocolates. We also have socks and tampons, toothpaste and toothbrush. Something that we weren't expecting, but at the moment, which has been very popular, is just books and reading material. We initially had just one drum of books, and we've actually upped that to 2 drums.
What are companies saying to you, for instance, at Tyson Foods? Might they be involved in stocking these vending machines?
Absolutely. So we're in talks with Tyson Foods in America. We're in talks with one of France's biggest retailers called Auchan Retail, and both are interested in supplying food to the machines. Action Hunger, as a charity, we're uniquely positioned to simultaneously address two major social and environmental issues, homelessness and food waste. At the moment, we've partnered with Fair Share in the UK and Rescuing Leftover Cuisine in America. And this is food that was otherwise headed to a landfill, but it's now being repurposed to serve the most vulnerable amongst us.
It's a huge movement here in the US to repurpose food that other people aren't eating. But what do you say to people who say, yes, you're limiting it to the three uses, but you're still enabling. You're not helping someone get off the streets. You're making it easier for them to stay on the streets.
See, I think that that's quite a myopic view to hold, because if you examine how our model works, it's predicated on a man or woman who has a card to attend a local service every single week. At the moment, people attend these services quite sporadically, but our early data from Nottingham is showing in the 30-year history of the Friary, which is the charity we've partnered with, they've never seen engagement like this. Men and women who they'd normally see every month are now attending every single week. So shorter term, we're alleviating the poverty. But longer term, we're actually doing the opposite of enabling street sleeping. I mean, the response from around the world has been absolutely phenomenal, particularly from America. We've had emails from many states, from Hawaii, Alaska, Chicago, Arizona. In fact, just a few days ago, we received an email from a lady in Texas saying that we'll get a very big southern welcome if we can get a machine in Texas. And she even said we can nip over to our house for some barbecue ribs afterwards. I thought it was a very, very sweet, sweet gesture. Initially, our plans were to grow slowly, but the response has been unlike anything. We've had emails from Hong Kong, Australia, Canada, Sweden, Spain, Greece, and every day we get a deluge of further inquiries. Mm. And we're really, really humbled and enthused by that.
Hazefa Khalid, as a law student, he founded the charity Action Hunger. He's bringing vending machines for the homeless to New York. Hazefa, thanks so much.
Robin, thank you very much.